This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The Philadelphia Eagles may not be headed to the Super Bowl this time around, but no need to press pause on game day thrills and spills. How about turning your attention instead to some unnecessary roughness, pass interference, and a dopamine rush of cuteness? I'm talking about this year's Puppy Bowl.
This is Puppy Bowl.
Whoa, what a move! Did you see that?
The roughest and fluffiest canine contenders grace the gridiron.
The annual televised event is coming up on Sunday, the same day as the NFL's big game. It's a showcase of adoptable pups, and WHYY's lead digital producer, Maria Pulcinella, fills us in on this year's bowl. Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Maria, how's this for an expression? When football lets you down, puppies will always pick you up.
Absolutely. You know, when the Eagles are getting me down, the best defense against that Eagles-related sadness is some conciliatory puppies.
Yes. And your article sort of reads like emotional journalism,
yeah.
Like a support group. Thank you for that.
Indeed. Sorry.
The Eagles may have fumbled our dreams, but these puppies are ready to positively crush it. Tell us more about the setting and what to expect.
So the Puppy Bowl really is your feel-good prelude to the Super Bowl. It's 3 hours of puppy chaos. You know, we're talking sloppy kisses, water bowl scrums, end zone zoomies. And aside from acting as a foil to the Super Bowl, the goal is really to uplift shelter pets and the animal welfare workers who care for them.
Mm-hmm. And Team Rough versus Team Fluff. It sounds less like a football rivalry and more like, you know, choosing one of my scarves for the cold weather. Do fans tend to pick a side, or do they tend to root for whoever does, you know, a little curl up in the corner of the the set for a nap?
It's kind of a free-for-all. Some local shelters participating even have competitors on both teams, so allegiances may be more squishy than Eagles fans are used to.
Okay, squishy like a squeaky toy.
Yeah.
So it turns out many of these players have been drafted. Basically, they've been adopted recently, most of them, and the Puppy Bowl is this giant reminder that there are many animals at shelters that need forever homes.
Exactly. And we have a bunch of local shelters from our area participating. There are 11 puppies total coming from all pockets of the Philly region. We've got shelter pups hailing from Phoenix Animal Rescue and Harley's Haven in the suburbs, among others. There will also be pups from the Animal Welfare Association in South Jersey and from Renee's Rescues in Delaware.
Yeah, and not just puppies. I love that Phoenix Animal Rescue is bringing senior dogs in for halftime, for the halftime show. Sounds like a howling good time.
Team Oldies and Team Goldies will face off at halftime as a way to highlight some senior pups who can tend to be overlooked in shelters.
I think I'm old enough to be on Team Goldies.
Me too.
I make the cut. So from our area, Oscar the toy poodle made it into the starting lineup. Does Oscar feel the pressure of carrying the entire region on his tiny, furry little shoulders?
You know, it's a tough job. Last year, we had Saquon Barkley in the Puppy Bowl ahead of the Super Bowl that would end in an Eagles victory. This year, the best we'll get is a puppy pileup.
The Puppy Bowl may have the strongest bench in sports punnery when it comes to the pups' names. You mentioned Saquon Barkley. This year, the Eagles' closest representation is a pup named Devontae Smith.
Yes.
Like Devontae Smith. What do we got there?
You know, time will tell how things will play out on the turf, so to speak. At minimum, the Puppy Bowl will be 100% Kevin Petullo free, which I think we can all get behind. Some other items to watch for, you know, whether locker room beef spill out into the media, if puppies rack up some drive scoring penalties, those will be the things that I'm watching for.
I love that you said beefs. I immediately thought of dog food or beef jerky for dogs. So the winner receives the Lombarki Trophy, which I assume is the only championship trophy that you're actually encouraged to chew on.
Indeed.
Well, thanks, Maria. I hope the best team unleashes greatness and sniffs out a victory.
Thanks so much, Jen.
Lead digital content producer Maria Pulcinella of WHYY. This is Morning Edition.